If it's too late to worry and you're too blue to cry, then get ready for Dr. Lori Roth. She's a Ph.D., black belt, host, singer, songwriter, mom, gun owner, survivor, and red-blooded American through and through. From 3,000 feet up in the mountains of Washington, it's the Annie Oakley of the airwaves. Ready or not, here she comes, Dr. Lori Roth.
Welcome to this hour of the show, folks. Lines will be open if you'd like to call on in. You have a comment or question, love to hear from you. 877-999-7684, 877-999-7684. Or you can visit me at therothshow.com, therothshow.com. I have a new article posted today there. And my guest this hour is a man who loves his country. He is the head of the National Prayer Network, and he works very hard to make a difference as a pastor. We're talking with Reverend Ted Pike, and you can find out all kinds of issues that he's working on right now at truthtellers.org, truthtellers.org. Reverend, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Lori.
You betcha. You and I have talked, and in fact, a few days back, we were talking on the phone about the latest with this hate crimes bill that Barney Frank has crammed through in many ways, and it was in judiciary being looked at in committee. And first of all, before you give us an update on what has happened to that bill, tell the folks, in truth, what it said and what it would do if it was put into law.
Yes, this is a federal hate crimes bill which would have powers from the federal level basically to end free speech for pastors, for talk show hosts, even for people on the street corner whose words might be construed as influencing some other person. A person could be 3,000 miles away to commit some kind of a violent hate crime. For example, if a pastor said vehemently on the radio that God has pronounced judgment on homosexuality, that it's an abomination in the Old Testament and a perversion in the New Testament, and some skinhead in the South or whatever hits a homosexual violently and bashes him, saying, "Well, I heard the pastor on Christian radio saying that God hates homosexuals. He killed hundreds of them in Sodom and Gomorrah, and I have a right to do the same thing." Then that pastor will be tried as a principal in federal court right along with the active offender. And this, of course, is established in the 1968 hate law, Title 18, Section 2A, which is the foundation of this federal hate bill, which is now moving through Congress. The federal hate bill is a series of amendments to the 1968 law. And not only that, but the federal bill will unite federal law enforcement with local law enforcement, not just for hate crimes, but for all felonies. It's the beginning of a police state in which there are no boundaries and protections, checks and balances against federal intrusion into law enforcement.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So that's just for starters on this bill.
Oh, and then the thing I had read in addition to the bill, as if that isn't ridiculous enough, that would quiet or, you know, stop preachers from preaching out of the Holy Bible if they had to reference certain sins like gay behavior. I'm wondering who would be next in line, alcoholics or people who commit abortions, if they talk about that being a sin. Is that going to be a hate crime next?
Oh, absolutely.
They're just going to go from sin to sin and say it's all nasty and rude and hateful, you know, to even mention anything.
Yeah, absolutely. The pro-lifers are next in line for indictment as federal hate crimes of criminals if this bill is passed. Up in Canada, Canada is a telescope into the future of where we will be very quickly if this federal hate bill is passed. I have a friend up in Saskatchewan by the name of Bill Watcott.
Hold that thought. We have to sneak in some messages, but I want to know what Bill has to say, and then there's more about this bill, folks. Wait till you hear the rest of the story. Although there's some good news coming, we're fighting a fight. I'm talking with Reverend Ted Pike. I'm Lori Roth.
She's not gay, illegal, or handicapped, nor is she from Palestine, but she is special. She owns a gun, flies the U.S. flag, is on a first-name basis with Almighty God, and you don't have to ask the FBI to know where she stands. Her name is Dr. Lori Roth, and here she is again, right now.
I'm talking with the director of the National Prayer Network. I'm on his website at truthtellers.org, Reverend Ted Pike, and he is the national director and coordinates people and has been fighting this hate crimes bill that Barney Frank has been trying to push through, which really doesn't, it's not like it sounds, is it, Reverend? It's more about censorship of pastors and people in radio. And their idea of connecting the dots is rather science fiction. If you have a pastor and someone heard something from the scripture and decided that they were going to beat up a gay person three states over, that could be dared tracked to a sermon somewhere in another state. I mean, that is so absurd legally. I mean, to even imagine such a connection is amazing. That'd be like someone's going to accuse you of murdering someone because you had coffee with someone at Starbucks, and no matter what you say, you were talking about gay behavior. Well, that you didn't know that person was a Ted Bundy, and so they went out and did something nasty. Now you're the one that's going to be arrested if that information got. It's ridiculous. I don't know how this could even stand in law.
Yeah, well, Representative Louie Gohmert, a number of times on the floor of the House and in the House Judiciary, has made exactly the point and the objection you're making right now, that this is an extremely dangerous bill. Its foundation is Orwellian. Its amendments to it are even worse. And we're really facing a law here that, if it's passed, is ready to go to persecute, to actually incarcerate a Christian pastors, talk show hosts, anybody who speaks out in public against, particularly against homosexuality. I was mentioning before the break that I do have a friend up in Canada by the name of Bill Watcott.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And in 1971, the government of Canada adopted its federal hate crimes law, and its Section 319 makes it a federal offense, punishable by an initial $5,000 fine to hold up any members of a federally protected groups to what it calls hatred and contempt, which means speech, public speech. And that includes now abortionist personnel, nurses, etc., and any young woman going in to have an abortion. They are now a federally protected class in Canada, along with homosexuals, Indians, Jews, Muslims, and so on. And so if you even stand on a public sidewalk in Canada outside of an abortion mill with a sign or with a picture of an aborted fetus or something, you are a federal hate criminal in Canada. Let me just give you a list of what Bill has gone through. In 1994, he spent 6 months in jail for praying on a public sidewalk outside an abortion clinic. That's 6 months of his life just for praying on a public sidewalk. And then in 2003, he spent 8 days in jail for displaying a picture of a fetus publicly on a sidewalk. In 2004, he was fined $15,000 for protesting Planned Parenthood on a public sidewalk. And that's just the beginning. He's got more jail time, more fines for criticizing homosexuality. In fact, he has an outstanding bill to his lawyers in the courts now of more than $250,000 just defending himself and his freedom.
Oh, my word.
Well, that's coming here in the United States. And I've been trying literally for years to get the pro-lifers in America to realize that this is not legislation just going after the KKK and the skinheads and the Aryan nations. This is legislation which is going after them, making them into ogres and hate criminals for making people in the abortion mills feel bad about killing a baby human beings.
It gets worse. And you know, when you look at this bill, and they tried to get, some of the conservatives tried to get them to take out the verbiage that would allow over 500 perverted classifications of sexual this and sexual predator that and pedophile this and pedophile that. I mean, the notion that over 500 of these people in the classification, the psychological books are protected when they're absurd classifications. They're dangerous classifications. You're talking pedophiles that would rape my 12-year-old daughter.
Yes.
And if I bonked a pedophile and stopped him from that behavior, I could be guilty of a federal crime.
Exactly. That's exactly what Louis Gohmert said before the House Judiciary Committee. He says, do you know what it means now that you have rejected the requirement of a clear statement in this bill excluding pedophiles from special federal protection? He says what this means now, is a woman defends her little girl or little boy from an attack by a pedophile, and he screams hate crime that he's been violently assaulted as a result of her defending her child, and perhaps he's got some gay friends around who will stand up for him and say they know the whole truth and the woman is lying, she attacked him because of her homophobia, then she is facing, could be facing up to 10 years in federal prison for attacking, out of bias motivation, a member of a federally protected group.
See, this just cannot fly, but let's go to, there are different stages in this battle. Tell the folks what you know so far about this battle.
Well, I believe we're seeing some light at the end of this dark tunnel. As many of us know now, many of the audience know, the federal hate bill was approved overwhelmingly in the House of Representatives about 3 weeks ago. And just before that approval, Senator Kennedy, who is the main protagonist of the hate bill in the Senate, the day before it was approved in the House, he very quietly introduced that into the Senate. And I believe that what they were planning was a quick passage in the House, and then literally the next week, the hate bill would shoot through the Senate Judiciary Committee under Patrick Leahy without hearings onto the floor of the Senate with an equally quick passage in the Senate. And they certainly have the votes to do that. And yet, the circumstances didn't allow them to do that. I was privy to various forms of information. I knew when Senator Leahy introduced that bill secretly into the House. I called for action, and during the spring break, we had a lot of calls going in demanding hearings, and then also I alerted the nation about what Senator Leahy was wanting to do, what they were planning there, and gradually the new right, I mean the religious right, has gotten involved big time with WorldNet Daily, Janet Folger's Faith to Action, American Family Association now, CWA, Concerned Women for America, and others now have all jumped on board. We are bombarding right now the Senate Judiciary Committee with demands for hearings, demands that the Republicans be allowed to bring special witnesses, to argue the hate bill, to add amendments, and so on. And what's happened basically is that their whole plan has ground to a halt. They were hoping to get this through without public attention, under the public radar, and now it's a huge issue on Capitol Hill and the nation. And in fact, I think Leahy and the Democrats in the Senate Judiciary are kind of on the horns of a dilemma. Will they just bowl the hate bill through the Senate Judiciary? They've got the votes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll give the impression that this bill is so shaky that it can't withstand normal congressional and legislative scrutiny, and that's that weakens the bill, because even members of the Senate who support the bill will say, hey, that's not quite fair. We should at least give the people hearings. If we've got this huge demand for hearings, we should at least have something. So
yeah.
that weakens the bill if he tries to shoot it too through too quickly. On the other hand, if Leahy sits around, as he has been doing for the last 2.5 weeks, and does nothing, then there's a chance that this tremendous avalanche of accusation, this is a pedophile hate bill that everybody's calling in and say, don't support the pro-pedophile hate bill, that's gonna resonate.
Yeah.
That's gonna percolate down into the resolve of many members
mm-hmm.
of the Senate who did support the hate bill.
Yes.
But now we're gonna have to start really thinking about their political careers.
Yeah.
Do they really want that on their record that they voted for a pedophile protecting hate bill? That's
I'll tell you what, us in talk radio, which are, remind people exactly what they supported and were supporting.
Yes.
We have a caller who'd like to join us who's been waiting patiently. Dallin from Houston. Hi, Dallin. Come on in. I'm talking with Reverend Ted Pike about this Orwellian hate crimes bill. It looks like it's struggling a little bit, so that's good. What's your comment?
Under the fifth section of the 14th Article of Amendment to the United States Constitution, it says the Congress shall have the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article. It's referring to all of the items enumerated in the 14th Amendment, which means under the 15th clause of the 8th section of the first article, the militia can be called into the states to enforce this item. Under the very last clause of the first section of the 14th Article of Amendment, we are informed that no state shall deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. That was placed there in this item to protect the freely, recently freed slaves, so that they would have the same protection under the law as the the white people. Otherwise, these states would make laws so that only white people are protected.
Yeah.
And if you lynch a black guy, so what, right? That's why that was placed in the Constitution. 45 states have hate crime bills. They are breaching that item, and the federal government should send the militia in and enforce the laws, as I've just read. And they aren't going to do it because they have hate crime legislation. This is not equally protection of the laws,
mm-hmm.
because certain individuals, a certain class of people, have a greater protection than another class of people.
Yeah, so
this is a breaching in the case of the 45 states,
yeah.
And as I've stated before, the federal government
mm-hmm.
has no authority to make any such laws within the state, except for the enclaves, the territories, and the district.
Mm-hmm.
End of comment.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Let's get a response from Reverend Ted Pike. Obviously, we're seeing a constitutional breach here, just the push of it, aren't we?
Absolutely. You're right on, Dylan. This is a violation of the 14th Amendment, which prohibits the federal government from giving special rights, services, protections, etc., to one group of people over the other. And basically what the hate law does is it says that under this pseudo-category, the pseudo-class of quote-unquote sexual orientation, we can have all manner of homosexuals protected, including pedophiles, those who are into necrophilia, which is sex with the dead, or with bestiality, on and on and on. There's something like 547 categories of such deviancy listed by the American Psychological Association. Now, what this law does is it recommends basically triple penalties against anybody who, out of bias motivation, attacks a homosexual's property or attacks a homosexual personally. Now, what that does is it basically makes the statement that the federal government will take three times more seriously an offense against a homosexual than, say, a heterosexual pedophile. As long as he is a member of the category of sexual orientation, which includes homosexuals, he is going to be a specially protected species in the eyes of the federal government. That means, like as when Louis Gohmert said, if this member of this specially protected class attacks your daughter, then if he screams hate crime, I'm a homosexual and I'm a victim of of bigotry and violence against me by this woman protecting her daughter, then the federal government is going to come running three times as fast with special criminology and services, legal services.
Hold that thought. We'll be back.
Keep your powder dry. Dr. Lori Roth will be back in just mere moments. Her name is Dr. Lori Roth, and here she is again, right now.
I'm talking with Reverend Ted Pike of TruthTellers.org, and he has a national prayer network. Reverend, I was just asking you on the break, how can we get the folks to assist putting this thing into the grave, this hate crimes bill that really is a censorship bill, and it doesn't really help defend gay people against assaults? We have plenty of laws in the books right now that if you go and beat up or you know, violate a gay person, you know, forget the gay thing. I mean, if you do that to any person, whether they're a Satanist, a gay person, a Buddhist, a Hindu, a Muslim, or a Christian, you're going to get arrested if you get caught.
Yeah, well, that's very true. Here in the United States, we protect every human being with equality and equal protection under the law.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the issue here. What the what the homosexuals want is they want triple importance in the eyes of the federal government, triple penalties, the triple quickness of the police to come to their aid, triple zeal on the part of the local district attorney, triple ability to entrap other people in federal hate crimes, costing them tens of thousands of dollars to defend themselves against class 4 felonies, etc. This is they're going way over the top here and wanting special rights and protections, which, as our previous caller said, are simply not guaranteed by the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. Now, Representative Steve King of Iowa has told people not to send in emails, not to send in faxes even, but to make that personal telephone call to the not only to the members of the Senate from your state, but also to the 19 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. These are the people who are going to determine whether this hate bill dies in committee or goes forward for a floor vote in the Senate. Now, at my website, which is truthtellers.org, on our action page, we have those 19 members of the judiciary. We have the two members from your state. In fact, we have the whole 100 members of the Senate. But it would be a wonderful thing if our people listening today could spend an hour or so this week, maybe before work, break it up, do some during your lunch break, whatever. Anyway, get those calls going in to the members, particularly of the Senate Judiciary and the two members of your state. And here's the toll-free number to the U.S. Senate. It's 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to the Senate is 877-851-6437, and there's a backup toll number, 202-225-3121. Again, that's 202-225-3121. And just tell the staffer that answers the phone, please tell the senator to hold hate bill hearings. And tell him also that if you and your friends hear that the senator has voted for this pedophile protecting hate bill, you will never forgive or forget. Now, it's important that we emphasize we've got to have hearings. Hearings will slow down the progress of the hate bill onto the floor. It'll also give tremendous opportunities for publicity, for debate, for amendments, and even possibly more mistakes like Alcee Hastings made on the floor of the House, in which he said that all these 547 different sexual deviancies will be protected under the hate bill so that they will no longer have to live in fear because of who they are. We can make them, if we can get these Democrats very afraid of making more mistakes, which people like I will make hay of, and they'll dawdle around even longer and longer, we have a chance of really unraveling this bill, of having it lose momentum, and actually they'd have to let it die in committee.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what we have to do. Appeal to their fear of not getting reelected, appeal to their ego. Whatever we have to do, we have to insert some sanity, inject some sanity back into the House and the Senate, because what we have now is really a dictatorship when you look at the executive branch and the House and the Senate. And it's hard. I mean, you can barely see filibuster action going on anymore, because we have to make the best of the midterm election, do we not? I mean, we need to start by taking back the House.
Well, that's right. And I've employed and suggested a number of very powerful arguments against the hate bill, and I don't need to go into those right now. But right now, you see, what the Democrats have done is given us a tremendous position of advantage. They have gone on record in the House and in the House judiciary as rejecting any language in this bill which will exclude pedophiles from special federal protection. And also on the floor of the House 3 weeks ago, Representative Alcee Hastings gave us a perfect opportunity and position of advantage. He said, as I just mentioned, that all pedophiles and sexual deviants will have special protection under this bill. Now, this entitles us to accurately describe this bill as a pedophile protecting federal hate crimes bill. Also, people should come to my website, which is www.truthtellers.org, and right there on the home page, you'll see the top of our list of videos. There's one entitled Stop the Pedophile Protecting Hate Bill. Watch that 9-minute video there. I have choice clips of Representative King demanding that pedophiles be excluded. I have Representative Gohmert there, outraged that they're not protected and that a woman could go to prison for defending her child against a pedophile attack. I also have Representative Hastings expansively promising homosexual pedophiles full special protection. Watch that 9-minute video of Get Your Blood Boiling, and then call. Make a special effort to spend 10 minutes maybe every morning calling before work or during your lunch hour of those crucial 19 members of the U.S. Senate Judiciary.
Well, you know, we have to get on the ball. Folks, truthtellers.org will tell you what to do. And so you think that people should call?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you talk to staffers in Washington, they will say that a personal voice-to-voice contact is by far the most influential way to move Congress in the way you want it to go. And there are some who have these online petitions and so on, and other things that are attempted. But it's kind of for lazy people who don't want to pick up that call. And members of Congress know that they are impressed if you get on the line with them. You have the courage to speak your convictions and what you want, and you are willing to talk to them. They appreciate that, especially the Republicans appreciate that. You see, what we want to do is we want to give encouragement to these Republican members. They're a minority on the Senate Judiciary Committee. We want them to know that election time, we're going to remember that they stood up on their hind feet and they defended freedom and they defended our First Amendment rights. And conversely, we want the liberals to know that we are very angry. We are very sensitive to this issue. We are going to remember in November when they come around again. We're never going to forgive and forget if they go on record as supporting this hate crimes bill. We want to intimidate them, in other words, to back down and lose their zeal to pass this freedom-stealing legislation.
Well, thank you for your work and aggressive work in this area, too. You're obviously not one of those pastors who wants to stay in the closet in the prayer room and just pray and not do anything. I don't think that I've often struggled with and gotten letters from people who are mad at me because they think I'm too activist because I talk about the fairness doctrine and the, you know, sucking our freedoms dry and things like this. And I think to myself, well, is that what Jesus really modeled, hiding under the bed and just praying and being in a religious elitist and being worthless? I mean, I just don't see that that is our calling, do you?
No. Well, actually, last Friday, Dr. James Dobson went on the airwaves in national broadcast. He had Steve King on there and Louis Gohmert, and he was attacking the pedophile protecting hate bill. But I was disappointed that he said that things are so evil and so dark in Washington now. All we can do, folks, he said, is basically pray and have national prayer. I couldn't let that stand. I had to take issue with that. So I did write an e-alert last Friday. It went out Sunday night, and people can read that at Truth Tellers, in which I itemize 1, 2, 3, 4. I show in clear cause and effect how we did. We have held back and retarded and put a wet blanket over the progress of this legislation in a very demonstrable way. And people should read that article. It's the latest one up at Truth Tellers. It will give them a great courage to keep going. It'll also educate them on the history of how we have very successfully made an impact in Washington. It is still possible to have an impact in Washington. And what I fight every day as I go on talk radio is a tremendous pessimism and fatalism out in Christian America, that we got to kind of wait for the rapture, wait for God to deliver us, when we can take action. And what I'm giving folks today is a tool, you know. Moses held up his hands, and Aaron and Hur, they held up his hands, and as long as his hands were held up, the enemy, I believe it was Amalek, was defeated. And when we hold up a faith to heaven, our hands up to God in prayer, but also put out our hands toward our telephone and pick up that instrument that God has given us, he honors that uniting of faith action.
Hang on, we'll be right back with Reverend Ted Pike. I'm Lori Ross.
No, this is not American Idol, so keep your shirt on and keep your powder dry. Dr. Lori Roth will be back in just mere moments. Her name is Dr. Lori Roth. Here she is again, right now.
I'm talking with Reverend Ted Pike, and he is the head of TruthTellers.org and a national prayer network. If folks want to join you in your prayer network, what does that entail? I mean, do they email you, or
sure. Anybody who wants to get in touch with me can email me at tedpike@truthtellers.org. We're a very loosely organized Christian conservative watchdog organization, and I have about 130 talk show hosts who will put me on, have put me on in times of crisis like this. We have a kind of a grapevine spreading across the country of information sharing about legislative threats in particular. And fortunately, this is an effective way of leaping over the barriers and the censorship of the big media. You know, people, just think for a minute. Have you heard on the evening news on NBC, CBS, ABC, any mention of this crisis and this drama of the hate bill going through Congress right now?
No.
Well, of course not. It's because the media is controlled, and those behind the media do not want you to even be thinking about the hate bill. They just want those who have agreed with them among the Democratic contingency to go ahead and robotically vote for the hate bill. And behind the scenes, these people, which is largely the Anti-Defamation League of the Neighborhood, which is the architect of hate crime legislation.
No kidding. We'll be right back. Hold your thoughts. We'll be right back with Reverend Ted Pike in our final segment.
No, this is not American Idol. So keep your shirt on and keep your powder dry. Dr. Lori Roth will be back in just mere moments. Her name is Dr. Lori Roth, and here she is again, right now.
I'm talking with Reverend Ted Pike, activist who makes a difference, who walks his talk, and he's the head of truthtellers.org. Go check it out and get involved. Reverend, you were in our final segment tonight. You know, earlier in this hour, we were talking about what could come next if something like this was to pass. although it looks troubled right now. And if we keep putting pressure, it may not pass. And like you say, it gives an advantage to the conservatives and the Republicans dramatically as people stand behind this, the Protection of Pedophile Act, if you will.
Yeah.
But this is just the first of other things that would come. Can't you see people, the abortion crowd, wanting to have special hate crimes? I mean, I can just see all kinds of special people lining up.
Oh, yeah. Over in England in 2006, the Satanists, the witches, the warlocks, all kinds of deviant groups clamored to get under the banner of special federal protection. And yes, certainly the pedophiles will be wanting to claim that they have consensual sex with boys. The boys like it. They like it. It's all wonderful. The pedophile lobby is growing. NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, they are a powerful lobby in Congress right now. And Senator Kennedy actually has shown himself more responsive to the pedophile lobby than actually the homosexual lobby in years past. So we have to stand in the breach right now. The crucial thing right now is to demand Senate hate bill hearings, get it out in the open, embarrass the Democrats, slow them down. And quickly, if I could, I'll just give those toll-free numbers
Please.
One more time.
You bet.
Get those calls going in a little late today, but call tomorrow morning. The number is 877-851-6437. Again, 877-851-6437. That's the toll-free number. The backup toll number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And just tell the receptionist at the Senator's office, please hold hate bill hearings. If I and my friends hear that the Senator has voted for the pedophile protecting hate bill, we will never forgive or forget.
Yes, wonderful. Well, that's the way you have to treat these people, don't you? And understand that we're gaining some ground with all the phone calls and the faxes, aren't we? I mean, they're nervous. It's not just flying through, is it?
No, we've got to keep up the pressure, though. This is, as it stands now, the Democrats, the pro-hate bill forces, have a definite majority in the Senate. But they're timid about taking it through too fast, and we've got to capitalize upon their fears and qualms. And actually, we want to continue to overwhelm them with such intimidating fears that they might not get elected the next time, that we'll see an exodus of senators from support of this bill.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for your wonderful work and for your leadership in this area. Folks, check out truthtellers.org. You know, this is one of many battles you have fought over the years, trying to put some sanity out there, and you've taken some hits along the way, haven't you?
Yeah, but you know, this federal hate bill is the flagship of what I call Obama's armada of,
yes.
of sinister legislation that's coming through Congress. If we can sink this big flagship, the federal hate crimes bill, it'll have a tremendously dampening and intimidating effect on other very dangerous legislation.
Let's turn it into the Titanic. Turn it into the Titanic. I love it. Thank you so much, Reverend.
Thank you, Lori.
Bye-bye.